If you've never heard of domain authority, today I want to introduce you to this metric. It's a search engine ranking factor that predicts how well a website will rank on search engine results. It's actually a proprietary metric developed by Moz, which is a SEO company out of, I think, the Northwest in Seattle somewhere. They're a very good company. I've used their tools over the years. Really good tools. So it's a metric. Domain authority is actually a metric that they developed that ranks websites on a scale of 1 to 100. And it's a logarithmic scale, meaning it's not linear. So to go from 1 to 2 takes a lot of, you know, to go from 1 to 10 is not the same effort as going from 10 to 60 to 70, even though the differential is 10. So that's what logarithmic means, is that it just it grows exponentially, right? So it's a logarithmic scale. So it's really hard to get to 100 is what I'm trying to say. And domain authority is actually a crucial metric in the world of digital marketing. And so in this episode, what I'm going to do is go into that. So we're going to talk about search engine rankings, how DA, domain authority, predicts how likely your website is going to rank on search engines. We're going to talk about comparative metrics like like ranking strength or over time, and then things like that, and then also the credibility and the trust that comes with domain authority, and then the holistic strength assessment of domain authority. So it's a little bit of a geeky episode, talking about the overview of domain authority as well as how it affects your Google rankings. And then I also want to make it practical, so I want to share 5 different ways, effective ways in which a company like yours could use, how they could improve their domain authority over time. So let's get geeky and let's talk about domain authority. Welcome to the latest episode of Corner Your Market. I'm your host, Claudius Kennedy. In this podcast, I talk about all things digital marketing, from website design and development to SEO and PPC, as well as paid advertising, email marketing, social media, and anything in between. If you're a small business owner, a marketing manager in a company, or an entrepreneur, this podcast is for you. So tune in every Thursday at 10 a.m. You'll gain some practical insights, new strategies, tactics, and tools that will help you grow your business. To subscribe, go to cornermarketpodcast.com and select the podcast app of your choice. Then you can hit subscribe within those apps. That again is cornermarketpodcast.com. Also, don't forget to like and share our individual episodes. You can also leave a review in the app once you've listened to one of our episodes. So to start out, let's talk very specifically about what domain authority is. It sounds like a cool name, right? Domain authority, your domain's authority. So if you own xyz.com, how much authority does xyz.com have with search engines? So let's look at that, right? So in developing this metric, like I mentioned in the intro, this is a proprietary metric developed by Moz, which is an SEO company. And so it is an attempt at evaluating the overall quality and trustworthiness of a website based on various factors, right? So it looks at the age of the domain. That's one thing, right? It's not an all-encompassing factor. Obviously, age is one of the factors. So if you just got the domain yesterday and you have 1,000 articles on there, man, how good are those articles, right? You got the domain yesterday and you already have 1,000 articles out there. So I would say that probably has a domain authority of maybe 1, maybe 2. It has some authority because maybe the information's good, but the length is just too short to accommodate for that kind of content, quality content, right? So age of the domain is one factor. The other factor is the quality and the quantity of inbound links. Obviously, inbound links is one of the holy grails. I mean, there are multiple holy grails of SEO. And I've done many episodes on SEO. So you can go back and listen to my other episodes on SEO. But the quality and quantity of inbound links is a determining factor. So the quality of a link is very important. And some people are always asking me, why can't I pay for links? I think you can pay for links if it's from a good website, but chances are a good website's not going to sell the link. The people that sell links have websites that may not be that great. That's why they're selling it, right? So, hey, I'm not going to poo-poo the whole thing. It works. I've made it work. I've used it. It's been very powerful. But the quality of the link is, in my opinion, my experience, quality is better than quantity when it comes to backlinks. Try to find sites that are related to you. So maybe this is not a morbid example, but estate planners should probably have backlinks coming from funeral homes, right? There's a little bit of a relationship there. Or for financial planners, right? Financial planners, estate planning, funeral home, kind of related in some ways, right? So if you have a good friend with a good business that does financial advising, and you do estate planning, then having a link coming from that financial planner is a good thing for your business. And then you giving a link to them is a good thing for them. So the quality is really good there. So you don't need a lot, maybe three or four. If you can get three or four backlinks a year from high quality sources, in my professional opinion, for the kind of businesses that I work with, that has been plenty. And then the other thing on domain authority is user experience and technical on-page optimization. Now, this one's going to be a little bit, you know, you have to make the user, how do they know is the big question that I was asking. How do they know, right? But I guess they do know, because if somebody leaves your page after 0.8 seconds, that's probably a bot. But if somebody leaves your page after maybe 25 seconds when they could have stayed for 80 seconds, that could be bad user experience because they couldn't find the information they need. You know, so bad user experience, layout of content, links not going working, phone numbers not available, things like that. Bad experience contributes to a bad domain authority score. Technical on-page optimization are things like, you know, page titles, page descriptions, headlines, H1 tags, alt tags, things like that. I always say the first sentence of the first paragraph on your homepage is always very important. How is that optimized? Is that relevant to the search term? Is that good? Is that bad? That's kind of where the user experience and the technical on-page optimization comes in. Content quality and relevance, I think it goes without saying. If you have bad content, what I mean by bad content is, you know, content that is just written poorly. You know, I've been on websites. The SEO guy obviously spent way too much time optimizing this page. Welcome to, you know, car washing in Melbourne, Florida. And then, do you live in Melbourne, Florida? Are you wanting to get your car washed in Melbourne, Florida? Obviously, they're trying to optimize car washing in Melbourne, Florida, right? So that's lame. That's bad quality. It's not good. And I see things like that. I see content written like high school paper. There's an intro, there's 3 points, and there's a conclusion, and it says things like in summary. Come on, man. I mean, let's be a little bit realistic here. So those are the kinds of things that goes to determining, you know, age of the domain, quality and quantity of inbound links, user experience and technical on-page optimization, quality content and relevance. Basically, all the SEO best practices that I've been talking about on my podcast and I've been sharing with my clients for 20 years, pretty much what drives high quality domains, right? So now let's talk a little bit about the misconceptions of domain authority, right? Now, just because you have domain authority, first of all, it's a metric that Google doesn't really use from what I know, right? So domain authority, you could have a high domain authority. It doesn't guarantee you high search rankings, right? While DA provides insights into a website's potential to rank, it is not a direct ranking factor used by search engines. Other factors such as content quality, relevance, and user experience also play crucial roles in determining search rankings. And also their past behavior, their location, all that stuff plays a role in search rankings. So you could do all the on-site stuff and have great quality, but if your user, their history doesn't really correlate to what you're doing in their search history, then your thing may never show up. So again, this is kind of where, you know, the accusation against SEO folks of doing voodoo is kind of on point, maybe. It's a little hard. DA is an important factor, but at the same time, you can't really predict your search ranking just by DA. However, I can tell you one thing. DA is something you want to look at when you're trying to get backlinks, because you want to look at their DA score before you ask for backlinks. You don't want DA. You don't want backlinks from poor DA sites. Another myth is rapid improvements in DA are achievable in a short period of time. And this goes to the SEO spammers sending you emails saying, improve your rankings. I can improve your rankings, you know, XYZ, blah, 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 in 2 days, 5 days, 10 days, 20 days, 30 days, whatever. Can't do it. Maybe for a short period of time. But yeah, it's a long haul. It's kind of like taking steroids to build your muscles. And then when you stop taking steroids, that muscle goes away. Kind of like that. Having a good body, you know, having a great body like mine takes a lot of work, guys. Takes a lot of work. You got to be at the gym quite a bit. You know, you gotta work out. You got to go to the gym every day. Anyway, to those that are just listening, I'm just trying to make a joke because, you know, I'm on YouTube and they're seeing me and they're like, what? What's this guy talking about? So it takes a long time. Again, high DA, another myth is a high DA score guarantees traffic. It does not. Just like high DA does not guarantee high search rankings. You really need high search rankings to get high traffic. So it kind of goes without saying there. Traffic, it depends on a lot of things. Maybe there's no search volume for your topic. You know, you could be optimizing for the wrong terms. You could have a very high DA for a term that has very low traffic volume. That's a possibility. So you got to optimize your site and try to aim for a high DA based on, you know, the type of keywords that that brings a lot of traffic, right? So the long and short of it is, while Google doesn't directly use domain authority in its ranking algorithms, websites with higher domain authority tend to rank higher in search results. This is because the factors that contribute to a high domain authority score align with Google's ranking signals, such as quality backlinks, user-friendly and technically optimized websites, relevant and high-quality content. So basically, DA is an attempt by non-Google people to attempt to understand what the algorithm is trying to do. So that's what it is. So how do you track domain authority, and how do you know where you are, right? So obviously, Moz developed this. Moz has a Link Explorer extension that you can put on. And that will basically give you the DA score. This company is hard to say. A-H-R-E-F-S. Ahrefs? It's backwards for Ahrefs. It's a HTML term. Really geeky guys. That's the source of that. They turn it into a name. I always found the name really, really weird. So if you are this company whose name's hard to say and you're listening to this podcast, consider changing your name so guys like me can pronounce it, please. Anyway, they have a domain rating score. Interesting. SEMrush, which is one of the vendors I use, they call it authority score. And then Google Search Console also has some metrics that it shares on different domains. But obviously on that one, it's just your domain that you can look at. These other people's, you can add extensions on your browser and you can see what their domain authority is and things like that. So don't forget, domain authority is just one factor among many. So don't get too hung up on it. While it can give you a good idea of how you are doing on your end in terms of pushing and pulling the right levers for SEO, don't just rely on that, right? So anyway. So now let's get that. That was kind of the geeky part of what is DA and all that kind of stuff. But let's talk a little bit about how, I'll give you five tips on how to improve your DA, right? Your domain authority, authority score, whatever you want to call it. High quality backlinks. This is difficult to do. I will be upfront with you. I get very weary or leery. I forget how that word is used. People that promise me 40 backlinks per month. I'm like, wow, 40 backlinks per month? I mean, do you just have a web? That means you probably have 200 websites that you've set up that you're just using as link farms, which Google doesn't like, by the way. And you're probably just, or either that, or you've got a bunch of people signed up and you're paying them a certain amount to get links back to you. So it could be that. But I have been, this has been the part of my experience where getting good quality backlinks has been very challenging. And for good reason. The quality backlinks that I have been able to get for the sites I've optimized have been extremely well placed, very high quality. Like there's one client, we were able to get their article published on a university website with a citation to their business and a link to their business. Brilliant. Really good, right? That's a .edu is going to have very good authority when it comes to particular topics. And if you can get a link from there, I think that's worth more than 200 backlinks that these dudes are selling on a monthly or bi-monthly basis. So focus on building high quality backlinks and also creating shareable content. You don't always have to actively be out there looking for content or looking for backlinks, right? Somebody might read your content and like it so much that they might cite you in something that they're writing. So that means you have to produce content that is so good that somebody else reads it and says, oh, wow, this is great. I'm going to link to it from my website. So that's how you get that's another level of quality backlinks. And that is organic. That is based on just you putting out the effort to put out really, really good content that solicits that kind of response from the visitor or somebody that is seeking to link to you, right? So there's some great link resources out there as you search on this kind of topic. So that could be very helpful for you. The second thing is optimizing for technical SEO. I kind of touched on that already. Things like mobile friendliness, load time, secure browsing, HTTPS is what I mean by that. Crawlability, so whatever tool you're using, see what the crawlability is. Crawlability is how when the spider is crawling through your site, if it encounters dead links, bad links, you know, PDF links, whatever, you know, just considers to be bad. It's not a good issue, good thing. A simple site audit can help you fix that. So optimize your website for technical SEO issues. And I mentioned to you already producing high quality authoritative content that really plays a big role. Valuable, well-researched, engaging content that meets your users' needs. Google likes long-form articles, in-depth content, and an area that is updated on a regular basis, right? Long form is like short form is 500 words or less, right? 500 words or less. That's any bloke can put that together. But long form is kind of like where you're tackling a topic with a little bit more effort. So let's say you are writing a blog post on washing cars, right? Car washing, the best way to wash a car, and so. You might have 5 points in that. But then if you also talk about, you know, the impact of washing a car on rust, how to remove, how to account for potential rust in the car, it's related to washing. Maybe also guides on the best, car washing detergent or car washing towels. Maybe a couple of things on still related to car wash, but something a little bit more along the lines of the best time to wash a car, things like that. So it's a very comprehensive, long-form article that talks about, it could be an authoritative piece on car washing because it covers everything. It covers the best ways to wash a car, when to wash a car, what to use to wash a car, the impacts of washing a car. Heck, throw in the environmental impact of washing a car. Google seems to love that, you know. So anything that you can say that impacts the environment, I think Google's algorithm loves that. So you can just kind of use that. So that kind of article is a long form article. Again, it takes a lot of research. It's going to require effort on your part to put together. But if you can create those kinds of articles, Google loves it. These algorithms love it. That's what's going to create Google, you know, domain authority for you, right? So, okay. So, and then the other thing that you could do is improve your user experience. Optimizing your site for easy navigation. So my rule is less than 7 menu items on any menu that you have on your website. Keep it small, keep it condensed, make things linkable. If you're saying contact us, just put a link in there for contact us so people don't have to scroll back to see what the contact us link is, things like that. Mobile friendly is another one. Don't make your buttons so that, you know, your fat thumb can still, you know, press those buttons. Scrolling, responsive design. So it looks good on both iPhone as well as iPad, also on a TV. Well, maybe not a TV, but monitor, laptop, all these different device sizes, right? They have different sizes, different things, ensure responsive design. And also fast loading times, very critical. Make sure that it takes less than 2 seconds to download. 2 seconds seems to be the industry standard. Less than 2 seconds is barely noticeable. But next time, anything more than, just do this test. And anything more than 2 seconds can be slightly annoying, you know? Yep, slightly annoying. So improve your site speed and things like that. So that would be the way in which you can improve your user experience, right? And then the other thing, the last thing on improving your domain authority is leveraging your social media and your brand signals. That means building a strong brand presence and engaging with your audience on social media. I don't know how they get the signals because a lot of social media accounts are behind password walls. So, but the information that is public, I think Google scans those. I would think if they're public on the open internet, then that would be available. So if you're regularly engaging on, let's say, Instagram in a public profile, you've got 1,000 followers and you've got good publication schedule, 3 or 4 a week, maybe 5 or 6 a week. And then you've got good engagement. People are commenting, people are liking, you're responding. That's a good signal that Google uses to determine the domain value that you have. So you have a link to your domain on there. They allow one link there. It's going there. They know your brand. They're associating it with your company and things like that. So, and that's where their name, address, phone number, I think I've hammered this point, name, address, phone number, making sure that that is consistent across everything. So the name you use on your website, you know, the exact name, I mean, exact name, like no space, no variation on social media and everything like that so that they know who you are. Very important. So those signals are very important. They do use it. They do use it for your domain authority as well. So yeah, we covered quite a bit on this topic of domain authority. I really didn't know how much in depth I wanted to get because it can get a little geeky. But we covered the overview of domain authority in this episode and how it impacts your Google rankings, your search engine rankings. And then I also shared with you some effective ways. I specifically shared 5 ways that your company can improve your domain authority. So let me go over those 5 ways for you. The 5 ways I brought that up is focusing on domain, on building high quality backlinks, optimizing for technical SEO, producing high quality authoritative content, improving user experience, and leveraging your social media through high engagement, quality content, and high frequency of posting. So given all of that together, you can build a really good domain authority. Like I said, it's not an overnight thing. Rome was not built in a day. It takes time, but 6, 8, 10 months later, I think if you provide the level of effort that is needed in this kind of situation, I think you will have a very high authority, domain authority website. And you too can have a stellar body like mine. So with that, I wish you the best in your marketing efforts and happy, happy marketing.
you're a small business owner, a marketer in a company, or an entrepreneur, this podcast is for you. You'll become better educated and informed when it comes to digital marketing. And if you implement the strategies, tactics, and tools I discuss in this podcast, your business will grow and prosper. To subscribe, go to cornerYourMarketPodcast.com. That again is cornerYourMarketPodcast.com. You can also search for Corner Your Market in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast, and you can subscribe through those apps. Also, don't forget to like and share our individual episodes. You can also leave a review. Finally, I would love to hear from you, so if you have any questions, feedback, or general comments about the topics I discuss, feel free to send me an email. I will be sure to share and discuss your feedback on the air if it will benefit our listening audience. You can write to me at connect@cornerYourMarketPodcast.com. Just put listener comment in the subject line. That email again is connect@cornerYourMarketPodcast.com. Thanks for listening. I look forward to being back next week. Until then, be good and do good.